Hello and welcome to Wagner Sports Talk. The date today is Wednesday, April 1st, and today I'll be talking about what I think is going to be happening for the upcoming MLB season. The Twitter account is Wagner Sports TLK. That's WagnerSportsTLK. And you can email us with any questions at WagnerSportsTalk@gmail.com. That's WagnerSportsTalk@gmail.com. So today, I want to go down through each division and say what I think will happen and give the rundown of what I think will happen for each division. So in the AL East, I believe that the Baltimore Orioles will come in last. They're a really weak team. They haven't been able to get it going in seasons past. I don't think it'll be any different this year. Their roster from top to bottom is just not impressive. They don't have any true big names. Like their biggest name on their roster is Trey Mancini, and I don't think that they have any chance of winning a stacked AL East. And then I think after them, I'd probably have to say the Toronto Blue Jays. They just, as well as the Baltimore Orioles, I just don't think they're fit to win in that good of a division. Their roster, once again, isn't very good. And I think that they'll have an okay season, but their team won't be great this year either. And now, my prediction for third is either the Red Sox or the Rays. I'm really conflicted between these two because the Rays, they have really good players, but same with the Red Sox. The Red Sox, I'm going to say they might do a little better this season, but also you got to remember that they got rid of Mookie Betts. And if you're someone that doesn't really understand baseball, you say, and you know who Mookie Betts is, he's a great player, you're like, why did they trade him for this young guy, Alex Verdugo, who's not even that good? It was really just, it was a cash dump. Because they couldn't pay the luxury tax for being over the luxury tax cap. So they decided to get rid of Mookie Betts so they didn't have to pay that, and they got Alex Verdugo in return. But I think they still have a really solid team this year. You still have Benintendi, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Verdugo still out in the outfield. That's still solid outfield. You've got JD Martinez DHing. You've got Xander Bogaerts, who's a really solid hitter. And also, Rafael Devers, who's their third baseman, I think he's got a really bright future ahead of him. He's played really well in the MLB. Now I want to look at who the Rays have this year, because they aren't paying their players a bunch of money. They're not one of the higher payrolls in the league, but they still find a way to get it done every year. Because they've got players like Kevin Kiermaier, who his name doesn't pop off the page, but he's still a very solid player that I would want on my team because he's a great fielder and he hits with really good contact. Same with Austin Meadows. Austin Meadows is a great player. I think he's been really underrated. He has been great for this Tampa Bay Rays. And I think he'll have another solid season this year. And also, Charlie Morton has kind of been overlooked because he's an older guy. He's not really no one's seen him as the best pitcher in the league or something. But he's a really solid pitcher, and he's able to put up good numbers for them every year. And also, they have Joey Wendell out there playing second base. He was really good last year, and I'm expecting another good season from him this year. Now it's time to talk about the Yankees. Yes, the Yankees. They're going to run away with the division, I'm expecting. And they have They're tied for the first best odds to win the Major League or to win the World Series with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And they're just very solid top to bottom. They've got power hitters like Judge and Gary Sanchez, and then they've got Stanton, and then now they've added Garrett Cole, which is really what they needed. They needed another good starting pitcher, and that's what they're getting with Cole. Not only a good starting pitcher, a great starting pitcher. And you've got guys like Miguel Andujar, who's a really young and upcoming player. He's going to be great this year, I'm expecting. And also, they have Jay Happ, who's a really solid pitcher. And then DJ LeMahieu had a great year last year. I'm not sure if he'll be able to hold it up this year, but it was a great season for him last year. And you also have guys like Gleyber Torres, who's a great hitter, and then Brett Gardner, who's always solid for you. And you have like Aroldis Chapman coming out of the pen. Now I want to move on to the AL Central. I'm going to say the worst team in the AL Central will... I'm probably going to say the Tigers. Because, I mean, their team's just not that great this season. You have Michael Fulmer, who's a pretty good pitcher. Matthew Boyd, who's another good pitcher. But you look at their lineup, they've got guys like Jonathan Scope, Nico Goodrum, Miguel Cabrera. Those aren't like huge names. I mean, Nico Goodrum has been good, and you also have guys like Jacoby Jones. I mean, those aren't like stars, and those are like the big guys on that team. So I think they'll have a rough year this year. Also, in the riding the bottom of the division with them, I think the Kansas City Royals will also be down there. They just... Ever since they were in the World Series, they haven't really been the same. They have Whit Merrifield. He's a great player. He really is. But then the rest of their lineup, you have Alex Gordon, who's getting older. And then same with Salvador Perez, and same with Jorge Soler. They added Mikel Franco. And their pitching is really nothing that you want to be looking at. Their starting five is really rough. I just want to look up their starting pitching and see exactly what their starting pitchers will be this year. You have like Luke Hochever, and you just don't have any really like solid pitchers for you. It's really hard to win games when you don't have guys holding. On the other side, like on the other side of the inning, they aren't holding on the pitching. They're just, you can't play baseball's a two-sided game, not a one-sided game. You have to be able to pitch and hit. And if you can't pitch, you're already down in half of the part of the game. So I think that they're going to have to get that figured out. And then the third team in the division, I'm going to have to say, is the Chicago White Sox. Now, they do have a pretty solid team. But I don't think that they could win the... I don't think they have a chance to win the AL Central. I think maybe in like a year or two, they could. But I just don't think yet. They do have like Gio Gonzalez and Dallas Keuchel, though, who are solid pitchers, and they also added Nomar Mazara, who I really like. I really liked him in his time down with the Rangers. I think he's a solid hitter. And then you have Luis Robert, you have Yoan Moncada, you have Tim Anderson. You've got some really solid guys on this team. I just don't think they'll be able to do it this year. And then next, I hate to do this, but I want to put the Indians first, but I just don't think that they're good enough this year to win the division. I mean, We have solid players, but I just don't think that we'll be able to surpass the Twins this year. We still have Francisco Lindor. We've added Cesar Hernandez. You still got Carlos Santana. Still got Jose Ramirez. We did lose Corey Kluber, though, which hurt our team. But you still have, like, Mike Clevinger, who's a really good pitcher. We still have a really solid starting five in Carlos Carrasco. And then coming out of the pen, you have a solid closer in Brad Hand. He was really good last year. And I really like Jake Bowers. He's younger, and he hits really well. Same with Tyler Naquin. And also, I mean, we could improve on the catcher position, but I really like Roberto Perez in the field. And also we have Sandy Leon. I'm not exactly sure which one will start. I'm assuming Perez, but I think either of those guys could go out for us for a catcher. And then finally, I think the Twins will end up winning the division, because they had a really good team last year, and they definitely aren't worse this year. They've got Josh Donaldson now too. They still got Max Kepler, Nelson Cruz, Byron Buxton. That's a solid outfield, and you still have a great power hitter, Miguel Sano. You've also got Eddie Rosario in the outfield. Sorry, Nelson Cruz is the DH. You have Eddie Rosario, Byron Buxton, and Max Kepler. Those are the three that play the outfield for them. And now you've got pitchers like Kenta Maeda, Homer Bailey. You've got Rich Hill. You've got Jose Berrios. And just really solid pitching. And you also have got Jorge Polanco playing short, and now they've added Marwin Gonzalez, who's also a really solid player. And then also, a great catcher from last year, Mitch Garver. He hits really well for a catcher, because there aren't many good hitting catchers anymore, and Mitch Garver definitely fits that spot for the Twins, and I think that they have a real chance to win the AL Central this year. Now, moving along to the AL West. I think the AL West is one of the most interesting divisions, because you have the Astros, who are just coming off, like, their cheating scandal. So I don't know how they'll be this year, but I think rounding out the division in the bottom will probably be the Mariners. Once again, like I've said for the other teams, you either need names that pop out of your lineup, or you need just solid all-around guys. And I don't know that they really have that. I mean, you have Mitch Haniger and Kyle Seager. Sure, those are solid players. D. Gordon, okay. But that's three solid players. That's not all-around. And, I mean, your pitchers are almost non-existent. You don't have much pitching, which, as I said earlier, you need to be able to play on both sides of the ball. And Justin Dunn, I mean, yeah, he's a good young pitcher, but I don't think he's major league ready yet. I don't think Justin Dunn is yet ready for playing in the majors. I think he should still be developing. And then after that, I think probably either the Rangers or the Athletics. Probably the Athletics, I would say. But actually, I think I'd say Rangers are worse, slightly worse than the Athletics. But it's really close. I'd say the Rangers slightly. But you still have guys. You still added Corey Kluber this year. You've still got up-and-rising talent like Joey Gallo. You have Nick Solak, who's coming up. And then you've got guys like Todd Frazier, Rougned Odor. Elvis Andrus is still solid. You now have Robinson Chirinos in the catcher position. You've got Willie Calhoun, who's also a really solid player, like Jordan Lyles. You also have Mike Minor and Kyle Gibson. Those are some solid pitchers. So you have some solid players. I just don't think that they'll be able to quite put it together this year. But I do put the Athletics ahead of them. And I think the Athletics, they have a good team. You've got guys like Matt Chapman, Chris Davis, who's an amazing power hitter, and then Marcus Semien, who's solid, and then you have like pitchers like Mike Fiers, Jesus Luzardo, and then you have like Ramon Laureano was really solid, and you've got up-and-coming guys like AJ Puck, Sean Manaea was solid last year. You've also got role players like Stephen Piscotty, who's a really solid player, playing in your outfield. You've got, when you have that amount of solid players, you can put together a good ball club. And them, like the Rays, they also have a small payroll for how solid of a team they are. Next, I know that a lot of people would not agree with me, but I think second place in the division, I'm going to have to say the Astros. I don't think that you can come off something like that and just be a normal team again. Now, I mean, they're almost like a super team, okay? Just go down their lineup. You've got Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, George Springer, Josh Reddick, Yuli Gurriel, Jordan Alvarez. You've got Michael Brantley. Those are all solid, solid, really great players. You've also got Alex Bregman. And you have pitchers like Justin Verlander, Zach Greinke, Lance McCullers. Those are all great guys. But I don't think that coming off something like that, that you can go out and win the division this year. I think you could see them in the wild card this year. And that leaves the Angels to win the division. Yes, I think that the Angels can win the AL West because you have Mike Trout, you have Anthony Rendon now. Those two as a combo are great. And you have a player like Shohei Ohtani. What are you supposed to do against this guy? He's an all-star pitcher as well as an all-star hitter. What are you supposed to do against that? A guy who plays great on both sides like that, who can pitch and is a great hitter. And you have like David Fletcher, who's a really good player, and then Andrelton Simmons, who's a great fielder and can hit for contact. And then now you've got Jason Castro behind the plate, and then you've got pitchers like Andrew Heaney. I mean, a really solid team all around, I think. You've got like Justin Upton, who, yeah, he might be older, but he's still a good player. So I think that they could be a serious contender this year. So now it's time for the NL. First, the NL East. There's not really, if you looked at it before last year, there's not really a team that jumps out at you. Because now, obviously, you have the Nationals. But there's not, before that, there wasn't really an obvious team. But obviously, we start from the worst to the best. The worst in the division, obviously, the Miami Marlins. I mean, I don't think that you can have a roster much worse. You gave up your three best outfielders, what was that, 2 years ago? And now you have to completely, like, rebuild your team. Brian Anderson's a solid player. Corey Dickerson is pretty solid. And then Jonathan Villar, maybe he's okay. And then you have Luis Brinson, he's a pretty solid player. And then you have pitchers like Caleb Smith, Jose Urena. Jose Urena, he pitched on opening day last year. That's your opening day pitcher? I just find that kind of sad. That's a guy that's pitching opening day for you. I just don't think that they're a good enough team to go anywhere this season. So next, I probably have to go with the Mets. It's really tough to rank this division because you have obviously the Marlins are the lowest team in the division, but then you have solid teams. It's tough to say. I'm going to have to go with the Braves lower than the Mets. The Braves in fourth is that that's what I'm going with. I'm going to say the Braves are fourth in the division. Ugh, it just hurts, though. It feels so wrong. Nope, I'm changing once again. Okay. Phillies are the worst in the division. That's my final answer. But it just, it hurts to rank a team last in this division. And the only reason I say the Phillies is because you have pitchers like Jake Arrieta, Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola. You have pretty solid starting pitching. And then you have like good middle of the order guys, but then your top and bottom of the order is pretty rough because so you have Bryce Harper, you've got Didi Gregorius, you have Rhys Hoskins, who's okay, and then you have JT Realmuto, Scott Kingery, and then Andrew McCutchen has been going down. Same with Jean Segura, and then after that, you have Jay Bruce, maybe. And I don't know who's going to play for you after that. Like, I don't know if they'll be able to get it done. That's why I put them at four. But there's a lot of good teams in the NL East. There's four, like, really good teams in the NL East. So then after that, I'm probably going to have to go with the Atlanta Braves. Just lower than the Mets, I think. The Braves, though, you still have a really solid team. You've got Acuna, who's the next Mike Trout. Okay, I'm sorry. I gotta say that. He is the next Mike Trout. He is a great player. And then you have Marcell Ozuna now. You've got Freddie Freeman, who's a great hitter. And then Austin Riley is a really solid player. Same with Dansby Swanson. And also Ozzie Albies. And then you've got... and then you're pitching... That's their one weak spot. Their pitching isn't great because I think their ace is Cole Hamels. I mean, that is not someone that you want as your main pitcher. I mean, you would rather have someone that's a bigger name than that. But I think their hitting is enough to do it. And next, I rank the New York Mets because, I mean, they've just got a really good team top to bottom. You've got Yoenis Cespedes, who's been solid. And then you have Pete Alonso, who had a great year last year. And then you have, like, Michael Conforto. And then Brandon Nimmo. And then Jeff McNeil had a great year last year. And now Robbie Cano is playing for them. Robbie Cano has played solid. I know that he's old, but he's been playing pretty well on that team. And then their pitching is just amazing. You have, like, Edwin Diaz out of the pen. And then you have a starting pitching like Steven Matz. And then you have Marcus Stroman, Rick Porcello, Noah Syndergaard. And now you have Dylan Betances coming out of the pen. That's a great arm to be coming out of the pen. Especially for the Mets now. I mean, that's going to be solid with Betances and Diaz. That's going to be a really solid pen right there. And you also have Michael Wacha as a starter for your team. So I think that's the Mets have a solid roster. But the Nationals, you're the reigning World Series champs. You still got Juan Soto, who is a phenomenal player. He is one of the greatest. He is also right there along with Ronald Acuna Jr. I really don't know which one's better. They're both really solid players. And I have a tough time with, like, Ryan Zimmerman. He had a good, really good playoffs last year. But I don't know if he'll be able to be that good again this year over, like, a full season, like, or even in the playoffs again like that this season. I don't know if he'll be able to be that guy like he was in the playoffs last year. But you have solid pitching. You have Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg, and then you have, like, Trey Turner and Starling Castro, solid, and then Adam Eaton, Michael Taylor, Howie Kendrick was great off the bench last year, And then you have relievers like Sean Doolittle and Will Harris. And then behind the plate, you have someone solid like Kurt Suzuki. So I think that they're a really solid team. So then we move on to the NL Central. The worst team in the NL Central, I'd have to say, the Cincinnati Reds. I don't think that they have it yet figured out. I think that they have some solid guys, but they haven't figured it out yet. You have solid guys like Nick Castellanos. You have Joey Votto. Nick Senzel, who's really good as a young player. And Mike Moustakas. You have Eugenio Suarez. And now you got Trevor Bauer. But I just don't think that they're good enough yet to be able to do it, to play that well in their division. And also, this is another pretty solid division. And then I'd say fourth in the division, probably the Pirates. Because, once again, there's nothing about their team that's like stands out. They aren't like a great team, but they are a solid team. You have guys like Josh Bell. You've got Chris Archer, who didn't have a great season last season, but I think that he could have a bounce back year this year. You have like Gregory Polanco, and now you have JT Riddle. You've got some really solid guys in that lineup, though. And I think that they've been able to put it together as a team. Because they don't have the best players when you look at it on paper, but they're able to put it together as a team, and that's why they can play well together. And then third, I'm probably going to have to go with the Cardinals. Because Cardinals always have a solid team. You can never rule them out. I think you still have a chance to make the playoffs. I'm not like ruling them out for the playoffs. I think that they'll be the third best in the division this year. But you still have really good guys. Like, you've got now Jack Flaherty as a pitcher, and then you have like Matt Carpenter hitting. You've got Paul Goldschmidt, you've got Tommy Edman, you've got really solid guys, and then you've got Jordan Hicks coming out of the pen, you've got starting pitching like Carlos Martinez, and then you've got other hitters like Colton Wong has been a really solid hitter for them, and also Paul DeJong. I think they've got a really solid team, and they could do a lot this season, I believe. And then next are probably the Brewers, is what I would say. They have a really solid team, let's be honest. They've got really great players everywhere. They've got Christian Yelich. They've got Evisail Garcia. He's a solid player. You've got Justin Smoke. You've got, like, Luis Urias. You've got Keeson Ira, who's young and has been great for them. And you've got, like, guys like Lorenzo Cain. You now have added Jed Jerko. You've got really solid guys on this team. And you've got relief pitching. Amazing. Best relief pitcher in the league, Josh Hader. I can say that. He's the best relief pitcher in the league, no doubt in my mind. And you have like Eric Lauer starting. And then you've also got Brett Anderson. You're starting pitching. Pitching needs work, but I think they'll be a good team this year. And then finally, that leaves the Cubs last, which means they're first in the division. My brother's a Cubs fan. It pains me to do this, but I think they will be the best team in the NL Central this year. You've got a great team with Chris Bryant, Javier Baez, you've got Anthony Rizzo, Kyle Schwarber, you've got Wilson Contreras, and the pitching is still solid. You've got Yu Darvish, who's had rough years recently, but then you also have like John Lester, and also hitting, Jason Hayward's played really well, and then also you've got Craig Kimbrell coming out of the pen now, and also Kyle Hendricks has had really good seasons recently. Now we are on to the final division, the NL West. I'd say probably the worst team in the division. probably the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks, ever since losing Goldschmidt, they haven't really been able to get it back. They just don't really have, like, that solid of a team. You now have added Madison Bumgarner. You've got Starling Marte. You've got Kettle Marte. But, I mean, after that, you aren't a great team. You've got Jake Lamb, Nick Ahmed. I wouldn't say maybe I put them fourth. I think that I'd say fourth, maybe now above the Giants. Now that you've added, I mean, they have added Madison Bumgarner. So, yeah, I think I'd put them above the San Francisco Giants. So that's what I'm going to talk about now, the San Francisco Giants. I'd say they're the worst in the NL West. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Final answer. The Giants are the worst in the NL West because you have Hunter Pence, you have Buster Posey, you have Brandon Crawford, you have solid guys, and then you have Wilmer Flores, you have Brendan Belt, you have Evan Longoria. Pitching, you have Johnny Cueto, and then, I mean, I just don't think that that's a team that could win you a division. I just don't think that team's good enough to go out and win a division. Drew Smyly as a starting pitcher, I just don't think that that's a team that's solid enough to win a division. So the Diamondbacks, I'd say, are fourth then. You did add Mad Bum. You have Starling Marte, Kettle Marte, solid player. And you have David Peralta, who's a really solid player too. And then pitchers like Robbie Ray. You have Robbie Ray and Madison Bumgarner now. And then you have Nick Ahmed, Eduardo Escobar, and you also have pitchers like Archie Bradley, Hector Rendon. You have really solid pitchers on that team, and you now have Carson Kelly as well. Next, I would probably have to put the Padres. The Padres, I would say, are next. You have really solid players like Fernando Tatis is another really good young player. And you've also added Manny Machado. You have Will Myers, Tommy Pham. You have players like Eric Hosmer. And you have starting pitching like Chris Paddock, Emilio Pagan, Joey Lucchesi. And then you also have hitters like Jerkson Profar and Francisco Mejia. And you also have Austin Hedges behind the plate. That's a really solid team that I think they could go far this season. And they're close with the Rockies. I'm not sure which one I put ahead. But Rockies and Padres are almost tied. But the Rockies, you have great players like Nolan Arenado, who's amazing. And then you have Charlie Blackmon. And then young Brendan Rodgers, he's coming up still, but he's a great player. And then you have Trevor Story. You've got pitching like Kyle Freeland. You also got at second base Daniel Murphy. I just think they're a really around solid team. I meant well-rounded solid team. German Marquez is a good pitcher. And then you've got like Ian Desmond, who's just a solid role player. But then finally, you have the Los Angeles Dodgers tied with the Yankees for the best odds to win the World Series. I think they are the ones that will do it. That is my World Series take. I think the Dodgers will win the World Series, hands down. I think that they can beat the Yankees if that's who they play. I think they can beat any team in baseball. Just listen to the players on their team. You've got Mookie Betts, All-Star. Cody Bellinger, All-Star. Clayton Kershaw, All-Star. Corey Seager, definitely All-Star potential. Justin Turner could be considered an All-Star. You just have great players on this team. Max Muncy, All-Star level player. Walker Buehler, All-Star. Alex Wood, he could be an All-Star. You have Blake Treinen now out of the pen. Will Smith's your catcher. He's really solid. And you've got a young guy like Gavin Lux. You also have David Price now. Just, I don't know what team could beat this team, to be honest. Thank you for listening. tomorrow. I have a really fun idea. I hope you tune in to tomorrow's podcast. Thank you for listening.